Here I am, and I would like to wish a happy new year to Makai, a very good friend of Aaron's and married to Ben in Salem, Oregon, and to Sharon, her sister, in Arkansas. So happy new year. See, I break the rule, I guess, because I'm running the show, so I can break the rule. Anyway, happy new year. We're doing predictions for 2010. They are, without question, the most interesting predictions we've had in any year since we've been doing this. Absolutely fascinating, and it's going to be an awful lot of fun to review them next year and see how well you did. I guess I'll take a look at a few more of the predictions made last year for 2009. Number 86 would be California does not sink into the ocean. Fairly safe prediction. Ding, 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 ding. Let's see, number 87, media admits peak oil is for real. Well, what to do with this one? Media admits peak oil is for real. There's still great argument about it, but I think there is general media agreement that it's real. I'm going to ding that. Be generous, I'll ding it. Let's see, 88, wet in the desert. It was a particularly wet year in the desert, according to my friends, so I'm going to be generous and ding that one, too. Number 89, a massive earthquake in Yellowstone. Thank God. That gets predicted, as you know, every year. That's a bonk. Number 90, junk DNA is revealed not to be junk. Well, that's a bonk, but you know what? I think eventually that's going to be true. They're going to find that junk DNA is not junk at all, but has a function as yet not discovered. And then number 91, alcohol as fuel this year. Certainly that's a ding. And incidentally, here in the Philippines, I would say that about 80% of the taxi cabs are now running on liquid propane. It's interesting because you can tell immediately when you get into a taxi here that is not running on gas because the engines run rougher. Now, there may be a way to make them run as well on liquid propane. I have no idea, but they don't as a general rule. But they get you from here to there, and it is an alternative fuel. So it's being used very widely here in the Philippines. Most of the taxi cabs, easily 80, 90%, are running on liquid propane. Thought you'd be interested in that. As I mentioned, the green movement really is moving around the world. Certainly has arrived here. More predictions for the year 2010 in a moment. Well, all right, a couple of hours to go, and then this list gets sealed in the Bell family vault for another year. Let us continue with predictions for the year 2010 with a first-time caller from, well, I don't know, where are you?
Yes, Art?
Yes.
Yes, this is Derek from Indianapolis. How are you?
I'm just fine, sir. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I just wanted to let you know, I've been having this dream. I've had it a couple times where I'm observing, like, this prominent figure walking down the street. He's got cameras flashing as to indicate that he's a celebrity of sort. He's surrounded by people with cameras. Then he walks into a darkened room, and I see him starting to gnaw on the flesh of humans.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I know. I know it's rather morbid, and I apologize for the morbidity of it, but that leads me to my prediction. I'm predicting whether it be a celebrity, a sports celebrity, or perhaps somebody who's an actor or an actress, somebody, you know, some celebrity of some sort is going to be exposed as engaging in acts of cannibalism this year.
Man, eating a fan.
Yes. Like I said, I must apologize for bringing in the new year on such a morbid note.
That's a really weird prediction. And this came to you in a dream?
Yes. And I don't know. I guess one could be more prone to think it would be a sports celebrity because isn't the myth that if you consume the flesh of a human, you also garner that individual's strength?
I think it's said, yeah. That's really nasty, but interesting.
Yeah. Very. Well, I apologize.
No, that's okay. Hey, listen, this is Coast. Anything goes. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Take care. Number 81, weird. Celebrity eats human flesh. Maybe a fan. Why not? Everything else has happened. Wildcard Line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, Art. This is Tawny calling from Roseville, California.
Yes, ma'am.
I have a prediction that they are going to discover that Lake Tahoe is actually a volcano.
Really?
Yes.
What? How did you get that? I mean, where does that come from?
The number of earthquakes around the lake, and when we've been up there many times, if you just stop and look around, it really looks like the crater of a volcano.
That's a fascinating observation, and it could certainly be true in the way the Ring of Fire is acting right now. You just never know, huh?
Yes.
So I guess kind of like the pictures of that volcano in the middle of the ocean, all of a sudden, whoosh, out of the lake. Wow. All right.
That
is
quite terrifying.
Okay. Yeah, it would be. Duly recorded as number 82. Thank you.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Right. There is something. What is it about this year that's bringing on these rational, interesting, well-presented predictions? I don't know. I'm really meditating about this. Maybe those who have been talking about a sort of a wake-up, a general wake-up, are hitting the mark. I don't know. It's really fascinating. I mean, normally when you would take these sorts of predictions, particularly on New Year's Eve, you would not expect the well-behaved audience that I'm obviously getting. Let's go to the international line. You're on the air. Good morning.
Hello, Art. Well, it's very great to hear your voice all the way from the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Angela, and I'm calling from British Columbia.
Yes.
I predict that the word homosexual will be changed to the word homophile for the purpose and distraction of them who are now already consummated and married to the church.
So the word homosexual becomes the word homophile.
Homophile.
There certainly is a lot going on in the homosexual world, isn't there, in the homophile world? In other words, people, same-sex marriages now in Mexico City, about the last place you would ever expect.
And Brazil, as you said.
Yeah. Yeah, it's absolutely wild. That has not happened here yet, though, as I mentioned yesterday, there's an abnormally large number of gay people in the Philippines, and it's just sort of part of the culture, and nobody blinks twice here.
Mm-hmm.
It's very unusual, and yet it's a, 87% Catholic country. Just impossible to understand. I appreciate your call. Thank you very, very much. And it does feel, there's some different feel about this year, isn't there? Some very different feel. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hello.
Well, happy new year and happy new decade to you, Mr. Art Bell.
Thank you. Same to you.
Thank you for the pioneer that you are for all of us for all these years. I admire you so much for what you do and what you bring us and the risk that you take. God bless you for that.
Thank you.
Okay, I did what you said. I sat down and got deep into my soul. Oh, forgive me. This is Mary from Murphy, North Carolina, listening to you on 102.3 FM out of Chattanooga, Tennessee.
That is the way to do it. Okay.
Thank you, sir. And I got a couple of visions, and you can pick whichever one you want. You're the boss of this.
No, wait. I can't let you present two.
Okay.
Take the one you think most likely to become true and lay it on me.
Okay. I had this sense that there was going to be, we need to keep an eye on the space sky, even though the TikTok world and news world would tell us that, oh, no, there's no money in the budget for space programs. I saw an international global event to where whether it's Russia or the United States or whoever that has their secretive space programs, that there was going to be an international, global need to avert something, whether it was an asteroid or a comet or space junk, or I even saw the International Space Station floating, and I didn't necessarily feel a terror, but I did feel a great concern that would all of a sudden make the news and all eyes would be watching. And then I saw, and I don't know if it's actually in 2010, I know the space thing is real strong in 2010, but that I have felt since 2005 there is going to be an asteroid that hits a water away. There's some kind of water, and I see this going in. I can't tell you if it's a full asteroid or a piece, but I know I see it, and then I see a wall of water. But for this year, for 2010, I asked my holy guides, and they said the space, the whole space dynamic is going to be activated, and it will surprise everyone.
Well, that it's interesting and ominous at the same time, because the only thing that I can imagine that would activate the space program in the way you're talking about is the looming possibility of an asteroid or something else about to hit Earth, something we try to stop.
There was an urgency to it, Art. There was a sense of an urgency, and I tend to be an optimist because I believe the faith is important. And I tend to be an optimist, and my overall sense of it when I ask my guides is, well, can you give me the outcome? I mean, I don't want to see anything and put any energy to anything negative. And they said, well, what you're going to be right on, not that I need to be right, but what's going to be right is the space, like clamoring for the space attention, like all the people watching, what's going to happen with this? What's going to happen with this? And then it felt like it was okay. The thing falling into the water, I've sensed since 2005, and I don't feel I've got the full vision of that yet, but it keeps coming every year when I start to sit down with that.
Okay, but at least the space program part of it suddenly coming alive, you're pretty confident for
that 2010. They said 2010, that's the clarion call.
Got it.
Thank you,
All right,
Art.
That is prediction number 84. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Wow. That also sounds likely, and that would be, I think, the only real reason that we would suddenly have the space program come alive and suddenly get funded from an otherwise nearly empty fund. We need it. And by that, and I've said this for years, I, of course, was very much alive when we went to the moon, and I saw what it did to the people. I saw the hope and the... what's the right word? I don't know. There was sort of a national pride, a really, really big, overwhelming feeling of national pride. And, a trip to Mars or something big in space, I think, would bring that about again. And it's something we could really use. I don't know if the Obama administration's thinking that way. Probably not, because of the tight financial times. But what price do you put on that kind of national pride and that hope that suddenly is put into so many people? Wildcard Line, you're on the air. Hello.
New Year's greetings from Sedona, Arizona. Art, this is Blair.
Hi, Blair. Long time no hear.
Yes, sir. Hey, my prediction has to do with Mother Earth farting. Now, let me explain this. By this action in the seabeds fissuring and releasing gas, she'll rebuild the ozone around 2010 or so. What do you think?
I don't think that a sudden release of methane, if that's what you're talking about, and that's certainly possible.
It's other than the methane gas, and basically I think it has to do with the José Arguelles lensing effect that he wrote about in the Mayan factor, when our solar system and sun lines up with the center of the galaxy, the refracting light that goes through a magnifying glass upon magnifying glass from the center of our galaxy.
Sure.
Mother Earth, and I think it might replenish our ozone. Matter of fact, I'm booking a flight yesterday to Cancun, Mexico to see Graham Hancock and José Arguelles at a conference.
No kidding. Listen, say hello to Graham for me. I need to do another program with Graham. He's a brilliant guy.
Yeah, he's a new book, Supernatural. I worked with him about 15 years ago when he came to Dallas, and he was being videotaped for the Eclectic Viewpoint when his Fingerprints of the Gods book came out. He and his wife, Santa, sat in my office before they were videotaped, and really sweet man and very, very brave man, too.
All right, your prediction of some sort of gas being released is 85, okay?
From the oceans, the gas comes up from the fissures in the earth through the ozone and replenishes the earth.
Mm-hmm. All right, got it. Thank you. I hope you're right, but I fear that any gas released from the ocean would be instead methane, which, depending upon your point of view with regard to global warming, could be an absolute disaster, a sudden methane release from the ocean. You may recall, and I don't remember where it was, I think it might have been in Africa, there was a release from a lake of methane that killed an entire village. You know, everybody was asleep. The methane was suddenly released, and then everybody was suddenly dead. Okay, to the first-time caller line yet again, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello. My prediction is that in August, the worldwide financial collapse, or there'll be a worldwide financial collapse, and it'll be the prelude to getting a one-world currency.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you think will precipitate it? Any thoughts on that?
Just that it'll either happen this coming August or the one after that, because everything that's happening in the world now is kind of leading all up to a one world government, and once they have a world currency, then it's a lot easier to say, okay, this is going to be a one world government, because then they have the currency to back it up.
You know, I kind of wonder, if there became a one-world currency, how, for example, would the various conversions go? In other words, you would have to convert dollars to the new one, pesos to the new ones, bahts to the new ones. You know, the various currencies would have to convert to the world currency, and there would be vast differences in the exchange rate.
Hmm.
Right?
Well,
well, there would have to be, because the various currencies now against each other are you know, all over the place in what they're worth.
Well, if it collapses the whole world economy, then money is basically not going to be worth anything. So that'll be their solution, is to, like, get a one-world currency so that it will give people some hope that, you know, things are going to get better and there are more.
What do you think a one-world dollar would look like?
Might even be just information.
Yeah, it could be. That's fascinating. All right, thank you. Thank you very much. For the first time, I think, in all the years that we've been doing these predictions, I would give the audience to this point an A. And I mean, going back to school, we're talking serious A here. It's been a fascinating session. From Manila, the Philippine Islands, 7,107 islands here. I'm Art Bell, and this is Coast to Coast AM. Here I am. Good morning, everybody. It is a new year across the main continent, racing toward Hawaii at the moment. Sitting in my lap is none other than Miss Asia Bell. And trying to get her to say anything is tough, but we're going to give it a try. Can you say I love you? Can you say I love you? Oh, eat your nose. Better say I love you then.
Love you.
Say I love you.
Love you.
Oh, what else? If I say thank you, can you say you're welcome?
Welcome.
Welcome. Say hi.
Hi.
She's now 2.5 years old. Let's see, what else could she say? Can you, how about Santa? Say thank you. Thank you, Santa.
Santa.
Santa. Say, all right, you can count two, right? One. Let me hear one. Okay, here goes the nose then. One. One.
Two.
Three. Four. Five. I can't hear you. Six. Seven. See, we're not going to get much. You put her in front of a microphone and she freezes up. You want to say Happy New Year, everybody?
Happy New Year to everyone.
That's Aaron. Okay. Well, there goes Azure. Say bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Say it again. I love you.
Love you.
Love you. Okay, there you go. All right, folks. That was Asia. If you could hear it, you've got good ears. We'll be right back. That's a strange thing about babies, I've noticed. If you put a telephone or a microphone in front of Asia, she will freeze up. And I mean freeze up. But any other time, you can't stop her. I mean, on and on and on. Minute you put a mic there or a telephone where she thinks somebody's listening, it's a total freeze. Anyway, back to predictions. Best year yet for 2010, and they sure are going to be fun to review next year. It could really be something. Incidentally, I'm corrected. The lake was Nios in Cameroon. And the gas was CO2, but our ocean floor in many areas is lined with immense amounts of methane. And I thought it was methane in Cameroon. I guess not. Okay, back to the lines and the predictions. First time caller line, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hello, Art.
Yes, sir.
Well, this is great. You are out there and you are everywhere, I'll tell you. This is great. Hey, listen, I've got a prediction. My name is Chris, by the way. I'm in Macon, Georgia.
Okay, Chris.
I've had stuff going through my head all year long, you know, and I don't blame you for thinking that this is the best prediction night.
Oh, it is.
We've
clearly
ever had. Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a reason for that.
And that would be?
I mean, well, I think that because of the kinds of things that are happening in the world, it's everybody is thinking and everybody is concentrating more on those events and those, for want of a better word, call them confluence of eventuality, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And when people start doing that, I think we're all connected, but most of the time we're just distracted and we don't even know it. But you can call it intuition, you can call it common sense, or you can call it a lot of things, but I think that we are more aware of what's going on, and I think the predictions are going to be more right on than ever before.
Yeah, so I agree with you. I agree. What is yours?
Okay, well, I've had some, you know, in technology and everything, but I think I'll go with the more generalized one. And in consequence of, I think, several dramatic acts of nature and political unrest that will happen kind of sort of all at once in the political unrest in the Middle Ages in Europe, a domino effect will accelerate and greater activity in this confluence of eventuality will be more visceral than ever before. And this will cause an unprecedented rise in religious fervor, causing more religious figures and institutions to appear than any time in history. And a particularly pointed event will cause a worldwide circle of handholding to start. Hmm. And it will culminate in the biggest media event in history.
So what I'm going to write down here is, I mean, that you just gave me a lot.
I gave you way too much. I should have just.
Yeah, I'm simply going to put down a rise in religion.
Yeah.
Precipitated by some sort of event. How's that?
Yeah. You call it catastrophic events or dramatic events. I mean, whenever those things happen anyway, everybody pulls together. And I think that we're in for a couple of big ones this year.
All right. Well said. We'll have to see what happens, but It is beginning to feel as though we're sort of on the verge of something big. And I guess there could be a big rise in religion. I think, though, that it would have to be precipitated by some large event. Wouldn't it be wonderful to have some sort of miracle Is that too strong a word? I really mean miracle, some modern day, undeniable, irrefutable miracle. And that would, that has a strong chance, I think, of changing the world. Okay, let's go to the international line, I believe. Yep, it would have been on the air. Let's go instead to a wild card line. You are on the air.
Hi, Art. I have a prediction for south of the border in Mexico.
Okay.
The drug cartels there are going to get so powerful that the Mexican government is going to lose the war on drugs, despite any of the U.S. coming through. And two things will happen. There'll be a coup d'etat there where the government will be toppled. And the U.S. will be forced to consider whether to go down to Mexico to actually fight on one side to have the
drug war
be toppled. But I mean, but what will ultimately happen is that as a result of it, there's too much furor over getting into another war, and we will legalize all drugs in the United States as a result of it.
Wow. I'm with you on the first part of it. The Mexican government, I suppose, given the amount of violence down there, could actually be taken over by the cartels. I think that much is possible, if not probable. Then the United States would have to do something. I don't think that something would be to legalize drugs, but I think that we'd make moves to Mexico, no question about it. Wow, what a fascinating prediction. All right, it is going to be number 88, duly recorded.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much. Wow. That really is a wow, and entirely possible, and kind of underway almost right now. It really, really could happen, and is, I think, close to happening right now. So I'm going to give that one a lot of thought, number 88. Okay, to the west of the Rockies line, you're on the air. Hi. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, Mr. Bell.
Hi.
I had a space-related prediction.
Okay.
I don't know if you've, I'm sure you've heard of the Hubble Ultra Deep Field, the image with several different galaxies.
Yes.
I'm predicting that, I don't know if it would be with the Hubble telescope itself or the Webb telescope that they're going to hopefully, I think, launch next year or this year.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That with advanced technology, we are soon going to get a picture a whole lot more clearer than the Hubble Ultra Deep Field. And because the galaxies in that image are so far away, we're not only seeing a picture, we're seeing back in time. I'm thinking that we're going to get a picture of something that's going to show maybe the beginning of time, or more evidence for the Big Bang theory, or maybe.
Well, I was
going to
say it would show the Big Bang, right?
I would imagine. I mean, if it's true that a galaxy that we see in the image, the Hubble Ultra Deep Field, is 13 billion light years away. That's what it looked like 13 billion years ago. And scientists predict that the universe is only about 13 or 14 billion years old. So
that's right.
I would hope that we can produce the technology to get something like that.
Okay. All right. Well, duly recorded, also interesting, and number 89. We are looking back in time. He's absolutely correct about that. And it may well be that we would see the beginning of it all, somehow see it. I don't know. Fascinating prediction. And number 89. Let's go to a wild card line and say, good morning. You're on the air.
Hello. My name is Dan. I'm calling from Oroville, California.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, Mr. Bell.
Turn your radio off for us,
please. Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I I have a prediction that that this year will be another year closer to the coming of the Lord.
Well, that's you're not saying the Lord will come, but is just another year closer.
Right. I don't mean to sound goofy or anything.
Well, you know, that's kind of like an automatic ding.
Yeah.
What I need from you is something that specifically you believe will occur in the year 2010. That's just sort of saying another year will go by and.
Right. Right. Let me see. How about just like any cut or wound, I believe that the economy will get better because I believe that, you know, we as a nation have lasted 236 years, and we've came through a lot worse, the Great Depression, to name one, mm-hmm. and we will come because we have, as Americans, the capacity within ourselves to do whatever needs to be done to ensure this, what I'd like to say, last bastion of freedom, you know.
That one I'll put down. All right, thank you very much. Number 90, the economy gets better. That's entirely possible. You know, again, this big crash we had, it seems to me that there were very few options. If they had let the dominoes continue to fall, it seems to me we would have been in a very serious, not, you know, economic recession, but a very serious depression. And the numbers of people who would be out of work right now would be in the 20 percentile, 25%, 30%. I mean, it would be horrible. So they almost had to do what they did. But the consequences of that are yet to be realized. Now, it is possible, I suppose, the economy will continue to improve. And for the sake of all, I hope that's true. First time caller line, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Art.
Yes.
Yeah, this is Fred from Rochester. I have a prediction.
Okay.
It's kind of a sad one. My prediction is that the United States is going to cease to exist.
Oh, my God.
There is going to be a preemptive nuclear strike by China and Russia working together. Unfortunately, Obama will fail to retaliate, so whatever remaining forces we have are going to be forced to surrender. And what the deal is it's actually because in reality he turns out to be a sleeper agent for China.
But the if China did that, they would be destroying their best customer.
Yes, but they've already worked it out with Russia, and they're going to split what remains of the rest of the world between the two of them, and what they're going to use low yield nuclear weapons so that they don't have to worry about too much of the fallout.
Okay, so you're talking about World War III.
Well, it won't actually be a World War III because it's going to be more or less almost prearranged. Obama will fail to retaliate because that's
prearranged
part of the
plan. Or not, sir, like a marriage. You know, if the United States was attacked by nuclear devices from Russia and China, I guarantee that's World War III.
Yeah, but if we don't retaliate, it's not going to be much of a war. Just going to take out the major political centers. Obama will stay intact.
Okay, well, I will record that, but it seems highly unlikely to me. Oh, God, you never know. It's hard to imagine Russia and China together deciding to eliminate the United States. Particularly hard to imagine China doing that, since we are their best customers since we owe them so much money. But, hey, I'm not here to judge. I'm here to record. Okay. Wildcard Lion, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, Art.
Yes, sir.
Hey, this is Daniel, and I'm calling from Brooklyn.
Hey, Daniel.
And, well, I've had recurring dreams in the past, and every time I've had a recurring dream, it's always come true. They're always minor personal things, but nonetheless, they would come true.
All right.
This dream that I've been having is not so much personal, and so it leads to my prediction.
Mm-hmm.
In my dream, I get up and I look outside, and it's just utter chaos. Okay, there's fires in the distance, not so much near, but close enough for me to say, "Holy cow! I need to get out of here."
Mm-hmm. At least that.
And so
what is causing this? Can you tell me that?
Yeah, I'm going to get to that in a second. So,
okay. So
I look outside and it's utter chaos. And then I go to call my mother, who lives in Pennsylvania. She lives in a pretty secluded area in Pennsylvania. So I want to get out of Dodge and head over to her place. So I call her, but the long distance lines are already down. So it's already started. Luckily, my TV still works, and I could put on the news, and I put on the news, and now this may sound like a joke, but it's not, so please bear with me. But on the news, under the breaking news caption, stuff is just scrolling by like crazy. Breaking news, breaking news, breaking news. And then, and they're interviewing Howard Stern on the news. And Howard Stern says that the chaos came from a blast of wind.
Came from what? Oh, a blast. Yeah, he's gone. Somebody at the network did me a favor. But I got it, and I'm not recording it. 92 coming up after the break. From Manila, I'm Art Bell.